Family News, dear medic. I'm Coral Bowman. South Africans on Friday took their last chance to pay their respects to Archbishop Desmond Tutu on the eve of a funeral for the revered anti-apartheid fighter. Since Thursday, nearly 3,000 mourners have filed through Cape Town's St. George's Cathedral before the simple pine casket containing Tutu's remains. Members of his family hugged and consoled each other as the coffin returned for the second and final day of the lying in state. Tutu died peacefully at age 90 on Sunday. He was a moral compass who had helped to haul the country out of the darkness of the apartheid era. He was for years the emblem of the struggle to end white minority rule as Nelson Mandela and other leaders languished in prison. After apartheid was dismantled and South Africa ushered in its first free elections in 1994, Tutu chaired the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which exposed the horrors of the past in terrible detail. He would later speak out fearlessly against the ruling African National Congress, or ANC, for corruption, incompetence, and failures to tackle the country's AIDS epidemic. Around the world, New Year's Eve celebrations have been muted as countries deal with a surge of cases of the Omicron coronavirus variant. And the World Health Organization has warned of trying times ahead, saying Omicron could lead to a tsunami of cases. Many Western leaders have been hesitant to reimpose strict controls seen in 2020 for fear of sparking a new economic downturn. But on-again, off-again restrictions have still prompted frequent, vocal, and occasionally violent anti-lockdown, anti-vaccine, and anti-government protests. This is VOA News. Nearly 4,000 Mozambicans have fled their villages in a month due to intensifying jihadist attacks in Niassa, a province neighboring insurgency hotbed Cabo Delgado, a government official said on Friday. Militants terrorizing the gas-rich northern Cabo Delgado province for the past 4 years have in recent weeks shifted their attacks to the west into Niassa. The latest displacements add to the more than 820,000 people that have fled the insurgency in Cabo Delgado since 2017. Niassa province has since the end of November become the latest target for militants being driven from Cabo Delgado by African troops. Since July, more than 3,000 soldiers have been deployed from Rwanda and the 16 nations Southern African Development Community to help the Mozambican army smoke out the militants. Former South Korean President Park Geun-hye was released from prison on Friday, nearly 5 years after being convicted of corruption, fueling debate over whether she would play any role ahead of a March presidential election. Park, who is 69, was the country's first democratically elected leader to be thrown out of office when the Constitutional Court upheld a parliament vote in 2017 to impeach her over a scandal that also led to the imprisonment of the chiefs of two conglomerates. Russia test-fired around 10 new Zircon hypersonic cruise missiles from a frigate and two more from a submarine, Interfax News Agency reported on Friday. Russian President Vladimir Putin has lauded the weapon as part of a new generation of unrivaled arms systems. The death toll from a police crackdown on the latest nationwide protests against military rule in Sudan rose to 5 on Friday, the Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors said. The group of medics, which is aligned with the protest movement, said the fifth person who had been killed was hit in the chest by a tear gas canister fired by security forces during the protests on Thursday. And Chinese President Xi Jinping stressed the importance of maintaining a strategic focus in his 2022 New Year's address and of being mindful of potential risks in the Communist Party's long-term vision to turn China into a global power. Xi in 2021 declared that China had achieved its aim of building a so-called moderately prosperous society. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.